Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I praise the Lord for His goodness, and I thank the Lord that you are able to join me for these next few minutes. The last couple of days, we've been looking at what the benefits of the Lord are to us. And in context, we've been looking at Psalm 116. And he asks, the psalmist asks a very important question in verse 12. He said, "What shall I render unto the Lord for all of his benefits unto me?" Well, we were looking at some of the benefits that are mentioned in this psalm. And these next 2 days, we're going to be looking at we're going to help to answer that question. What shall I render unto the Lord? And he goes on to say what we can do to show our gratitude, our thankfulness. This entire psalm really is a psalm of consecration, of that comes from a grateful heart for all the things that God does in our behalf. And sometimes, you know, I actually apologize to the Lord because, Lord, there are so many things I ask, and He moves in so many gracious ways, and do I go back every time and thank Him? Sometimes there's just little pains or twinges on a physical level, and then a few days later, it's like, oh, that's gone. Oh, thank you, Lord. You took that away. And so God is so gracious. Sometimes He moves in such beautiful, delicate ways that we sometimes don't even realize He's answered our prayer. And so we need to be extra sensitive and extra alert to the moving of God in our lives. He wants to demonstrate to us how interactive He is, how much He wants to relate to us, how He wants to move in our lives and interact in a way that we can realize that God is actually responding to us. It's a wonderful thing. And He understands, you know, we're limited. Unless God opens the veil, really, we cannot see into that supernatural realm because we're creatures of flesh and blood with 5 physical senses, which are limited to, you know, height and depth and width and time perception. And so we can't relate to that other realm except in through the agency of faith, which of course we can do because our spirit man really resides in that realm. We can understand it. We worship Him in spirit and in truth. But let's go on now. The psalmist asks a very deliberate, specific question. What he's saying, what shall I render unto the Lord for all of His benefits toward me? And that's a question I'll ask myself. That's a question I'm asking you. What will you render to the Lord for all of His benefits to you? Well, first of all, it's the first and greatest commandment. I'll give you a hint. We will love Him. Isn't that right? His goodness stirs our heart to love Him more. That's how this psalm begins. I love the Lord because He hath heard my voice and my supplications. And then we know in 1 John 4:19, the scripture tells us we love Him because He first loved us. We willingly and voluntarily yield our hearts to Him because He has loved our souls out of the chains of death. And of course, that's spiritual death. If He had not intervened in our lives, that would have been our ultimate destiny and fate. And so first of all, I'm going to share 7 things. 1, we will love Him, which is a joyous and a wonderful thing to do. He gives us that love because He is love and we're His children, right? And so how can we help but be like Him? Well, it might take a little while. Once we see Him, once we're with Him, we shall be like Him. That we know we'll have all of His characteristics. But for now, we have to apply ourselves and learn What are the fruit of his Spirit? Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance. These are the things that make us like him. And secondly, we will call upon him. Verse 2 says, because he hath inclined his ear unto me, therefore will I call upon him as long as I live. God's graciousness prompts us to increased prayerfulness. The more he answers prayer, the more we love him, and the more we want to ask him for things. Sometimes we limit God because we sometimes feel like we're inconveniencing or something like that. He says in Isaiah, give me no rest until I have set righteousness in the aisles. He wants us to call to him. And many times we have not because we ask not. So we will call upon him. You love him first, and then he wants you to call. He loves to hear. The prayer of the righteous is his delight, beloved. And then thirdly, we will rest in him. Let's read verse 7. Return unto thy rest, O my soul, for the Lord hath dealt bountifully with thee. That is an expression of faith, beloved. Return unto thy rest. And there is a rest to the people of God. That is a stance. It is a condition of faith. We show our faith. We show our confidence and trust in God by resting our souls completely in him. This is what the Lord wants us to do. What shall we render unto the Lord for all of his benefits? Well, we love him, we call upon him in prayer, and he wants us to rest. Remember how he spoke to Martha? He said, Martha, Martha, you're careful and troubled about many things, but Mary hath chosen the better part. Even though there were things to do at that point in time, Mary chose the most important thing, which was to rest, to sit at the feet of Jesus. Matthew 11, 28-29 says, these are the words of Jesus speaking to us right now, today. Whatever it is you're wrestling with, whatever the thing that is heavy on your heart or burdening you down, Jesus says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest for your souls. We rest not in the works that we do, beloved, not how much we can accomplish, not in being as busy as we can from morning till night, but we rest from them. We which have believed do enter into rest. Hebrews 4, 1 and 3 says, let us therefore fear, lest a promise being left us of entering into his rest, lest any of you should seem to come short of it. So, beloved, there is a rest. How can you show your gratefulness, your thankfulness? By coming into rest. And Father, right now, those that are troubled, those that are anxious, those that are worrying, those are torn apart by fears, Father, I rebuke that in Jesus' name, and I release the peace of God, the strength and comfort of God, and the faith of God to say, yes, yes, Lord, you see what's happening, but Lord, it is well with my soul. That's what he's wanting of us. And then fourthly, I'm sharing seven things the psalmist points out, is to walk with him. In other words, to submit the affairs of your day to him. Not only your distant future or what's going to happen this year, next year, but every day and every moment of every day. Verse 9 says, I will walk before the Lord in the land of the living. And if we will order all the details of our daily life before his all-seeing and all-knowing eyes, we will have not only guidance and not only wisdom, but we will have joy. 2 Corinthians 5 and 6 says, we walk by faith and not by sight. Why? Because we have chosen Jesus. You've chosen Jesus, beloved, as your constant companion upon life's journey. Praise God. And then let's go on to the fifth point. That is, I will speak for him. What does that refer to? Well, let's read verse 10. I believed, therefore have I spoken. I was greatly afflicted. God did a powerful work in his life, and he believed God, and therefore, because of that, he is going to testify. We, beloved, we will testify to what the Lord has done for our souls. Brother, sister, your lips can speak his praise, and your tongue will not be silent, because you will say, this is what the Lord has done for me. The Amplified Version of verse 10 says, I believed, trusted in, relied on, and clung to my God. Therefore have I spoken, even when I said, I am greatly afflicted, because we know the faithfulness of the Lord. 2 Corinthians 4 and 13 says, we have the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believed, and therefore have I spoken. We also believe, and therefore speak. Praise God. And so, beloved, there is a virtue, there is a blessing in testifying. So, what have we seen so far? In order to render unto the Lord our gratefulness, our thankfulness, we'll love him, we'll call upon him in prayer, we will rest in him, and that's an expression of our faith. We will walk with him, be aware of his presence, seek his face forevermore, the scriptures tell us, and we will speak for him. We will testify whenever there's an opportunity of what God has done. Because as we testify, beloved, we build up other people's faith. They will hear, this is what God did for me, and they will be encouraged knowing your testimony and what God has done for you. Well, my time is gone, and I just want to testify, beloved, how blessed I am by my UCM family and by my radio family as God moves on them to write. It's always such a joy to meet new people in the Lord. Some of them have listened for months, sometimes even years, and then eventually they will write. You know, God just put this on my heart. And so I invite you to write, and I was going to give our contact information. I love you and pray for you every day. And until tomorrow, when we will conclude this message, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's richest blessings forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh, behold.